This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban insurgence. The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set out when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago, take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven. The president has been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances, but he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable. Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian Embassy in Port-au-Prince, had been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moïse. Haitian officials said on Thursday 17 suspects had been arrested in connection with the assassination, 15 of them from Colombia. The chief of Haiti's National Police added that 3 other suspects were killed and another 8 were on the run. Leon Charles, chief of Haiti's National Police, urged people to stay calm and let police do their work, as he warned that authorities needed evidence that they were destroying and including burning cars. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, the defense minister there said initial reports indicated that the suspects identified as Colombians were retired members of the National Army. He said the government had urged the army and the police to cooperate fully with the investigation. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears, the day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo's organizers, and Olympic officials. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. Tropical Storm Elsa carving a destructive path up the East Coast here in the U.S. after killing at least one person in Florida and spinning up a tornado in neighboring Georgia. Elsa gained strength Thursday afternoon across North Carolina, was expected to pass near the eastern mid-Atlantic states by Thursday night, move near or over the northeastern U.S. on Friday. A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. Pfizer's chief scientific officer tells the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration next month for a booster vaccine for those who've already got 2 doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading coronavirus variants. At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake rattled the California-Nevada border Thursday, with people hundreds of miles away reporting they felt the shaking, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. And anger is growing among a lack of clarity on when Australia will allow international tourism and migration to resume, as New South Wales reported its biggest daily rise in locally acquired COVID-19 cases in 2021 on Thursday. Officials blaming illegal family visits for a growing cluster of the highly infectious Delta variant. Last year, when much of the world was in lockdown, Australia was successfully hosting cricket matches and tennis tournaments. The economy also reopened earlier than expected in 2020, with more jobs now than before the pandemic. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.